And now, James Gravel.
Humans are incredibly inquisitive creatures. There are so many things we yearn to know. For example, have you ever wondered, where did God come from? It is likely that almost every person who believes in God has raised that question. After all, with His omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, God commands unparalleled attention. It is natural that we should want to know more about Him because Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 3:11, God Himself put eternity in our hearts. In fact, the Bible tells us that God is the one in whom we live and move and have our being, Acts 17, verse 28. In this presentation and several that will follow, I would like to examine the question, where did God come from, along with other characteristics related to God? Perhaps the best place to begin is to point out that there are certain questions, known as nonsensical questions, that can never be answered because they make no sense. For example, suppose I ask, how do you make a circular square? The question is nonsensical because there's no such thing as a circular square. Or suppose I ask, what happened to the married bachelor who once lived here? Again, the question is nonsensical because there's no such thing as a married bachelor. While it is possible to ask nonsensical questions, it is impossible to answer them because, well, they make no sense. The question, where did God come from, is a nonsensical question because it implies that God came from somewhere. That is, He had an origin. But that is not true since, by definition, God is eternal. We cannot legitimately describe God as a being who has been or will be. Rather, He simply is. Scripture speaks frequently of the eternal God, Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, whose years have no end, Psalm 102, verse 27, who is from everlasting to everlasting, Psalm 90, verse 2, who inhabits eternity, Isaiah 57, verse 15, and who is the Alpha and the Omega, who is and was and who is to come, Revelation 1 and verse 8. Being both infinite and eternal, God lives in the ever-present. The fact that He is without beginning or end precludes His having any origin. Likewise, He has no destiny. He simply always has been and always will be.